families are one of the key building blocks of a society. While they share certain characteristics, how they are organized varies. These variations have been examined by social scientists over the last 150 years. Although some researchers have at times claimed that they have identified the reasons for certain changes in family structures, their conclusions have often been found to be incomplete or oversimplified. The first researcher who systematically examined changes in family structures was Frédéric Laplace, a French sociologist. In the mid-19th century, he investigated changes in configurations of families in countries primarily in Western Europe. His research led him to conclude that families had shrunk over time due to economic and social developments. Laplace identified three types of families: patriarchal, stem, and unstable. In a patriarchal family, when sons marry, their wives move into the husband's family home. As such, the head of the household, usually the son's father, is able to maintain his authority over not only his sons, but also their wives. Moreover, the family's assets remain within the household. Many of the characteristics of patriarchal families are seen in stem families. However, the key difference is that in a stem family only one child, usually the eldest son, and his wife are selected to remain in the household, while the other children leave the house to set up new homes once they marry. Nevertheless, for those who leave, the family home remains an important center and a place that can be returned to in times of trouble. Both patriarchal and stem families are types of extended families. Laplace firmly believed that extended families had been common in pre-industrial rural Western Europe, and that industrialization led to a significant increase in his third family type, the unstable family. These families consisted of a couple and their dependent children. While today this type of family is referred to as a nuclear family, Laplace used the term unstable as in his view such a family configuration was not sufficiently resilient to economic difficulties. His views on the causes of the increase in unstable families were supported by early sociologists, and by the mid-20th century there was a consensus that the combined processes of urbanization and industrialization had weakened family ties, resulting in a major shift from extended to nuclear families in the West. However, in the 1960s, a number of social scientists began to question the belief that the prevalence of nuclear families in the West was due to these processes. One academic in particular who strongly disagreed with Laplace was British social historian Peter Lallet. His research into families in a 17th-century English village indicated that most people at that time had lived in nuclear families. Subsequently, Lallet, along with other researchers, conducted a large-scale investigation into historical family structures. From examining census data, they concluded that the main type of family in Western Europe before, during, and after the Industrial Revolution had been the nuclear family. In light of these findings, Lallet accused Laplace of creating the myth that extended families had been the norm in the past but were replaced by nuclear families as a result of the shift to urban industrial societies. Although Lallet's work has generally been praised for its contributions to the field, later research has cast doubt on some of his conclusions. For example, it has become apparent that Lallet's claim that the nuclear family had long been dominant in Western Europe was not correct. The picture was far more complex as different regions of Europe have varied in their main family structures over time. In fact, it was discovered that, as Laplace had argued, stem families had been common in parts of Europe. More recently, researchers have been struggling to find clear reasons for the growth of single negation parent families and why the rate of their increase varies across different sections of societies. A number of different causes for the variations have been proposed, but as yet, there is no generally accepted explanation. In fact, much of the published research in this area has often simply disproved previous findings, rather than providing clear explanations. As conclusive answers to the question of why family structures change over time remain elusive, social scientists must continue to be diligent in their research and be willing to examine a wide range of possible explanations. By doing this, it is possible that not only will they be able to understand past and current changes, but also predict how families will be structured in the future.